Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you to the earnings call of Sanepar. We're going to talk about the results regarding the third quarter of 2021. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements regarding Sanepar's business prospects, estimates on operating and financial results, and growth prospects. These are only projections, and as such, are based solely on Sanepar's management expectation regarding the future and the business and its continued access to capitals in order to finance the company's business plan. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. Such forward-looking statements substantially depend on changes in market conditions, governmental rules, the performance of the industry and the Brazilian economy, among other factors, in addition to the risks presented in the disclosure documents filed by Sanepar and therefore subject to change without prior notice. You will only hear the presentation. Once we are done with the presentation, you can start with the Q&A. To start, we give the floor to the RI Director, Abel Demétrio. Thank you once again. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your participation. We have our Environmental Director, Social Action, our Manager of RI, Fabiana Queiroz Heinrich, and Water. We have Luiz Sodré Neto. These are the people that are going to follow up with the report. Page two, where we see the presentation of the results of the third quarter of 2021, accumulated until September 2021. Few highlights. When we compare the nine months of 2021 against the nine months of 2020, we have a growth of net revenue growth of 7.3%, the EBITDA growth 22.5%, net profit growth 19.9%. Very important to highlight the investments. We had an increase in the investments of the third quarter of 2021 in comparison to the one in 2020 of 41.4% increase, 258 million to 366 million reais. Our service index, water 100%, sewage is 77.4%. 100% of our sewage is treated, and the EBITDA margin is 38.8% in 2020, 44.4% in 2021, the nine months. Transparency trophy from 2021, and we have here the exercise for the fiscal year. Page four, operational results. The nine months of 2021, the volume, there was a reduction of 1.2% in our invoice for sewage is lower than what we had for 2020. We had an increase of economies, 73,000 connections of sewage. We closed the nine months of 2021, and our index of loss is 112 liters in the nine months until September of 2021. This is regarding the same period of 2021. Let's talk about the climate change and the weather. We have a drought that has been going on for 2 years. On the left, we have the rainfall from July until September 2021. July 2020, September 2021, we see that the drought was very severe here. in September. We had rainfall that was below what was expected. And southwest, this day showed values above and close to the average expected for the month. October and November have been very positive months here in the rainfall for Paraná State. Next page. We can see that in September, we had a rain of 123 with the average month 53. Next page, the reservoir levels. We have the volumes for September 21, 49.22% on average. Piraí 35%, Paça 158%, Piraquá 160%, and Piraquá 257%. Good news. Today, we have 68.4% of the volume of our reservoirs. And this is very different from last year, where we had only 26%. The rains of October and November, they were very positive. Now, let's look at the performance indicators. We can see it on page 8. We have the financial commitments, the covenants. So the debentures that were launched in the market from the 8th to the 11th issues and a CCD contract. We have the covenant that demands the net bank debt adjusted EBITDA less than 3, and we are 1.27. The EBITDA, the net financial expenses coverage index 8.65, along with the BNDES system. We also issue debentures, 2nd, 4th, and 7th issues. We have the other covenant with the other onerous debts over EBITDA, which the number has to be lower than 1, we have 0.54. So we're servicing these covenants, CAIXA contracts. We can see the covenants on page 9 now. We still have the other index, which is the indebtedness degree, net bank debt. And we have September 21, the debt level 47.1%. These are the demanded covenants. The indicators, EBITDA margin 44.4%, the ROIC 12.7%, annualized ROE, return on investment, ROE 15.7%. Page 10. Let's talk about the financial performance. As we've seen, net revenue grew 7.3% in the 9 months of 21 comparing to the 9 months of 20. So we got to 3.8 billion reais net revenue. The EBITDA and EBITDA margin, 1,697,000,000, an increase of 22.5% in regards to the 1,385,000,000 of 9 months of 20. The net profit over the net margin, 846 million reais. And the operating costs and expenses, the EBITDA impact, had a reduction of 2.5%, going from 2,178,000,000 to 2,124,000,000. Now the cash generation on the next page and the EBITDA conversion. We have a negative variation of 0.8% and a correction of the EBITDA conversion of 77.5%. Net debt and leverage. We can see the short-term, long-term. Well, we can see that the total indebtedness and the weighted average cost debt. So the net debt is 987 million. This is a line, the net debt and the first 2.988 million, and the net debt in 2020 was 2.8 billion. Weighted average and cost of debt at the end of 20, we had an average cost of our debt of 8%. We had an increase. We got to 10.3% in the quarter of 21. And if we look at the indicators of the company, we realize that there is an impact of the impact of the accumulated by December. We know the impact when we look at the accumulated for 21 was 1025. So an increase in the IPCA, which had an increase in the debt of the cost of debt. This is an index that we have. It makes our pondered average cost. It goes to 10.3%. So the composition of the debt, we have the updated debt by the IPCA, and we have an increase in the debt. In regards to CAPEX, still on page 11, in the 9 months of 21, they grew 30.2%. We got to 918 million reais. We can see 43% sewage, 50% water, 7 other. We have 3/4 financed. And 23% are with equity resources. Page 12. The income statement. We can see personnel. The reduction of 32.4%. Due to the fact that last year we also had the registration of PAI, and so the comparative base is lower. The electricity is something that is growing in Sanepar and all companies due to the energy crisis. And in the third quarter, 21, comparing to the third of 20, an increase of 36.8%. And when we get to the month of September of 21 with September 20, we had an increase of 50%. It's a significant cost, and it impacts the costs of the company. Page 13, we have the accumulated results, net revenue, as we said, growing 7.3%. Here we had an increase in the number of connections of water and sewage, 82,000 new ones, comparing September 20 to September 21. 82,000 new connections of water, almost 83,000 new sewage. And the readjustment for February and April. Material, we have an increase 30%. Electricity, an increase of 13%. Here, there is a reduction in the subsidy, which happens yearly, and it impacts the value. And the readjustment, we had a readjustment of almost 7%. And the tariffs, this is very relevant. The subcontracted parties, third parties, 1.7%, general and tax, 2.4%. The provisions are those from the second quarter. We didn't have big enough provisions. We had a few updates. Healthcare plan and social security, 11.9%. Financial expenses, growing 46.9%. we went through this issue, the increase of the interest rate, and it impacts our cost and debt. And total cost and expenses is growing in the period 1.5%. We got to the result net revenue of 845 million and the EBITDA 22.5. Now we are on page 14. Let's talk about the non-recurring items. If we adjust the net profit, 704 million reais. We have the adjusted 845,648,000. So we have an adjustment of 44.7%. Next page, 15. We're going to do the adjustments for the non-manageable items. The EBITDA is 1,696,000,000. And the non-manageable items are an extra 34 million. So we have a margin of 45.3%, the EBITDA margin. The balance sheet, the net debt. We've had the an increase in regards to the end of 20 and the counterpart. An increase in loans and financing, getting to the 4 billion that we already talked about. The operating working capital, an increase in the accounts receivable, 961,319,000, an increase of 20%. And suppliers, an increase of 22.7%. And the issue of the accounts receivable with the suppliers and contractors. So we have the 35 days aligned with the 35 days for the operating working capital turnover. Let's talk about the cash flow. Operating activities generated in the first 9 months of 21. A height of 1,214,953,000. The amount of investments, 919,328,000 in investments. Investment financing and activities, 199,106,000. And the payments of dividends. So in the end, we have an increase of 186 million, and we have a cash to 1,070,848,000 at the end of the period. These are the results for the market at the end of the day. And we have Claudio Stabile. He will be in our teleconference. So we have the presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the Q&A session. To do your Q&A, to ask your question, you can type *9 on your telephone. And we remind you that to ask a question or a comment, you can type *9 in your project, in your telephone, and then we can answer your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, should you want to ask any questions or any comment, make any comments, asterisk 9 on your telephone. We have one question from Aguirre. He's a shareholder. Aguirre, congratulations on the result. I wanted to know how the company has seen the legal framework and do you have any thinking about advancing the payout? Thank you for the question. Our financial director will answer the first part of the answer in regionalization and the legal framework. I hope you're doing well. In regards to the new legal market, legal framework, we had the regionalization . We can see the policy and water and sewage. We created 3 micro regions, understanding the number of population, and we have the operational results of Sanabon. We are very advanced in regards to this theme and we'll go to the second phase. And then we're going to talk about each region. We are fulfilling the legislation and we will talk about the contracts. In regards to the second question, the payout, the company annually reviews the investment plan. So we are working for the period of 22 to 26. 2 additional elements. We need to think about the other issues on the tax reform. We need to add more clarity for a definition on the payout. And also the water companies, utility companies, they have protocols with their regulators and our agency. Basically, we have 3 elements. We have 4 index that is determined in the legal framework. And we need to do viability studies, looking to order viabilization. And all of this is being analyzed. And we're finishing the studies, seeing the capacity for universalization in the legal framework, because it determines that the companies have to get to 90% until December 23, 77% of the sewage collected, and we have universal water connections. and we have the investment in water, 50% of all the investment in the company. This is a great amount of capex that we need to do for the systems of water. Okay, thank you. Another question. Pedro from Telling Investments. Thank you. Still talking about the context of the micro regions, I would like to understand from the company if there is October and indicating the possibility for the deadline for some contracts. And the decree 10-110 indicated that we couldn't get the extension of the deadline for this program. So I wanted to understand a little bit more how the company sees the situation, still with the issue of the legal framework, understanding if the contracts are going to be expanded. At the end of the negotiations, we're going to have a single deadline. We have a contract with each micro-region, or each city would have a negotiation. And about the deadlines, are they going to be negotiated with the micro-regions? Thank you, Pedro. It wouldn't be an extension. It would be an update of the contract. And this is how much we need to modify our investments. In regards to the forming of the collegiate in the micro region, which will be composed by the municipal authority, certainly, we're going to have an omnibus that is not only individual, but collective. And that's how we form the micro-regions. Maybe there is a difference in this issue and the need of deadlines. We have the perception that there will be a lot of discussions. The company follows this regardless of the new law. And we have to defend the company, our investors. And we have the amortization of the investments done. Then we have to continue servicing our cities. It's not that you're going to do the providing services overnight. This is very complex. Either way, we are doing the interpretation of the legal framework. Thank you. So allow me another question. Cost of energy for the unregulated market, are you going to do the implementation of an asset? We have a few situations. We are finishing the study. And this is a number that can help us, for example. We have the electric energy. And connection of sewage is very important. We're going to start after a pilot of 3 years. the first photovoltaic plant. We finished the deadline, the testing for the 3 years, and we're going to replicate that. And we have other spaces. And hydro energy. We have distribution. And this is for the generation of electric energy. This, we have mapped the 50 largest units. And we had pledged to the regulating agency that led to a delay in the answer. But this moment is delicate. So it will be a conjugation of efforts. Not only we are going to decrease the cost of electric energy, and the provider of energy. Thank you. So I wanted to get an update on the building of the Eating Guava. Do you have any updates? And are you building any reservoirs in Curitiba or the state? Hello. I'm the Director of Environment. Meeting Guava. We have the region of building where we have high humidity. So for the construction here of earth at this time of the year, we have to reduce the effort of building because it was not productive due to the excess of humidity. And Dr. Adelson already gave us 17 percentage points. So if we have a new schedule, it's being discussed. And we have the conclusion of meeting Guava. Second question. We already have a study for the building of the sixth reservoir, which would be in the southern region, in the metropolitan region of Curitiba. And this has at least another 18 months for the elaboration. And then we can do the licensing, environmental licensing. I always say that this place of Minguafa, it's the best place for a reservoir, but also the worst place to build because of the humidity in the soil. And every day that rains, we have to wait 3 to 4 days for the earth to be dry and then go back to building. This is a moment. And it was a very important volume of water that we had. But this caused a worsening of the total construction of the reservoir. You have people that are not working, and they have what project from January onwards. There is a trend of decrease of rains. So we can work better. Using maybe even covers, we're going to cover the building site. So we can continue building and the other reservoirs. we're studying the other possibilities. That we can use. For example, our project from Rio Iguazu. We have reservoirs for the use of Sanepar. So again, an effort for the future. Thank you. Another detail, Miringuava, is something that we have to highlight. For if today it was producing, we would have 46% of the reservoir. So people say that Miringuava being ready would solve all of our problems, but not really. It would contribute a lot, but it wouldn't be capable of removing us from the situation. And the equipment, Miringuava, is a projection for the population, and we have 30 or 40 years looking down the future. Pedro? We have to remind our guests that if you want to ask any questions, you can type *9 in your telephone. Please type *9 on your telephone if you have any questions. Here from Marcos from CL Capital. Thank you for your time. We can see that there is a connection volume that is very low. And the reservoirs are much better than last year. I wanted to understand, what is your strategy? Are we going back to normalcy? And we're going to do the mix and also in supply. We have more surface levels. That generates an additional capex. The strategy is to capture more rainwater. And in this part of consulting, extension, or updates, I wanted to understand how you're different from what is the current. You do the capex and its base. And you had an undepreciated asset. So you're changing this through time. Thank you, Marcos, for the question. We had an increase of 0.4%. When we see the evolution here of invoiced sewage, there is an increase in the connections, September 2020 onwards. Then we have the sewage and water connections. When we look at 2020, and we look at August, we had a turnover system of 36. In August, we had 36 by 36. We have this system until March of 21. We had 36 without, up until 36 hours without service. This year, we have a situation that is much better. In August 21, we have 36 hours of service and 36 without. So 7 months. We have less severe turnover. 60 hours with service, 36 without. With. Until 36, so we can come back to the service. All of that is the result of the several actions that we took on the company. The climate change. And we are at the beginning of the rainy season, December, January, March. And we have a better expectation if we compare to the same period last year. And added to what Abel said, population has helped a lot. There was the participation of the local press in understanding the drought, and that helped. So that conjugation is extremely important. So we have the number 20,000. So we have 80%, and it's not getting to a number. We can suspend the turnover to continue servicing this region until the return of the regular rains. That's why we have 80% reservoir. That's the magic number. 68%. And we have 60, 90 days. And we have the total suspension of the turnover. So the CAPEX. We have the Capivari River. It's one of the reservoirs that services the system. It is very important for the system. It is something that is predicted. We had a different date, 2024, 25. And we still have a water treatment station. This was used for facing a water crisis. That is 90 years recurrent. We didn't have such a drought in the metropolitan region of Curitiba. In regards to the CAPEX, it is an investment, and there is no other possibility. And this was done in a record time. Another investment in the company. And we have, besides Curitiba, other regions that have also suffered with a drought. Sometimes the solution is to build wells. The company always does a mix, but through, well, we capture rivers, but wells, we have water availability and investment. Any more questions about consulting? The update on the deadline. The extension. This is necessary. So the company meets the requirements. We have a new legal firm, and they're working with the different regions. And obviously, the new regulations, the companies are catching up. The company is defending its interests. And we want to balance the system. We need to have the financial economic health preserved so we can fulfill the universalization goals. So these studies were submitted. And this is what will be evaluated. These are representatives of the municipalities. Another point. We're working with losses. And what have you done in terms of work? Is there any reduction of losses? And now, are we expecting that the drought will be decreasing the effects? Well, yes. The issue of losses and the turnover, we have a decrease in pressure that reduces our consumption. We have 212 liters. For 2020, we see the number 2020. It was pre-water crisis. Obviously, part of this water crisis has to do with the series of investments that a company has done. We have somebody with the projects area, and that is taking a look at the main gaps, and we want to have the better result for the company. This is a very well elaborated project, very daring, and has a good technique. And obviously, that contributes for that reduction. Obviously, how much we're going to be able to reduce, it is versus what the water crisis has done. We have a normalization, and we will be able to compare the records. And it should occur in 2022. And maybe there is 2023, and we have the investments. remember that we have to reduce our losses. And this is predicted in the new legal framework, and this is what is within the legislation. We have the obligation with our shareholders to reduce this because it has a cost. This is expensive. Two, it's not just the pressure. There is a lower incidence of loss. It's not just loss of water, but also by, you know, there's the connections that are not legal. We had actions to avoid that. And we found, you know, the clandestine connections in lots of places. We have to work with everything that is necessary. And the event is in the second company, and we're working with the losses. And it's a very important contract that is performance. So it will only receive what we bring as a result. That changes the game. We are charging an invoice, for example, so that they receive. They're going to have to give it. They're going to be charged. And we understand that this is going to be very important for the prevention of losses. I remind you that if you have any questions, please type *9. Ladies and gentlemen, any more questions? *9. If you have any questions, please type *9 on your telephone. We will be closing the audio conference shortly. Your question, asterisk 9 on your telephone. Since we haven't received any questions, we have the financial director, Abel Zamizra, for the final consideration. Abel? Thank you for your participation. In the name of the Sanibar, the company, we would like to thank you for all the professionals involved. This way, the audio conference of Sanibar is finished. Thank you for your participation.